بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have with us hadith number 173 in the chapter that deals with الزكاة from the book of عمدة الأحكام. And who will read this for us? Archie?
Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for collecting sadaqah, zakah. And it was said that Ibn Jamil, Khalid bin Walid, and Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to pay it. Upon this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Does Ibn Jamil detest something, but for that he was poor, and then Allah made him rich? As regards to Khalid, you are unjust to Khalid, for he reserved his armors and weapons for the sake of Allah. And as for Abbas, I shall be responsible for it an equal amount along with it." And he again said, "Umar, didn't you know that the uncle of a person is like his father?" Muslim.
In this hadith, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, is describing to us an incident that took place at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. First of all, that we learn from this hadith that the Prophet used to send people to collect the zakat. So this is an Islamic practice. And you remember, we said that the zakat is divided into two types, in the sense that wealth that is apparent and wealth that is hidden. The wealth that is hidden is my money, my bank account, the gold and silver I have in the house. This is called hidden wealth. No one comes and collects the zakat because you cannot investigate. The apparent wealth is the livestock you have. So those designated by the ruler goes and he collects the zakat from how many you have. For example, if you have above 40 sheep, up to 120, he takes one. If you have 5 camels, he takes one sheep, etc. And then they also go to farms and they collect the zakat. So if you have a farm of wheat, a farm of barley, they come and take the zakat from that. But we know that if it was not harvested yet, it is ready to be harvested, they come and make a guess. And this guess is not from thin air, it is from their experience. They are experienced people, they know that this palm tree, they can tell that the dates in it is about 50 kilograms. They did not weigh it, but they can tell. And this is found also in the Sharia. The Prophet used to send people like this, and he used to warn them, as in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, do not take the best of their wealth. So if you're gonna take a sheep, don't take the healthiest and the fattest and the strongest, but rather take something that is average. Don't take the weakest, because this is for Allah. Don't take the worst, but don't take the best. Take something in between. And we stated that the Prophet used to send his men to collect the zakat. Sometimes these men would be bribed. So the most famous hadith on bribery is when the Prophet ﷺ sent a man to collect the zakat. The man came and said, "O Prophet of Allah, this is the zakat that has been given to you, and this is a gift that was given to me." The Prophet was outraged ﷺ. He mounted the pulpit, praised Allah, offered salutation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he said, "What is wrong with people whom we send them to collect the zakah?" See, the Prophet did not mention his name. And this shows us an Islamic etiquette. The Prophet did not slander the man to the public. This deviant person, he did this, he did that, and they start to wage war against him. No. The Prophet ﷺ said, it as a general advice. He named what the person did, but he did not name the person himself. He said, why do people who we sent to collect the zakat come to us saying that this is for you and this was given for me? On what account people give you gifts? Wouldn't they sit in their homes next to their fathers and mothers and see if people come and give you or not? And this is extremely important, especially in construction, especially in purchasing departments, especially with salesmen. If you're a doctor, if you are in the purchasing department and someone comes to you, a salesman, and says, we have this quotation, we have these goods to sell for you, and by the way, this is a mobile phone, a gift, just a token of friendship. And you're very happy. It's the latest model. Can you take this? No, this is a bribe. One who says, why? It's not going to affect my decision. This is what you think. It will affect your decision whether you like it or not. And even if it did not affect your decision, on what account do you take it? Go resign from your work and sit in your home. Would anybody give you a gift? No. So they're giving it to you because of your position. Likewise, a judge who works in a court and people give him a car, people give him a plot, a piece of land, people give him a free first-class ticket to Geneva and a whole paid month in the hotel. They're giving it for the blackness of your eyes. They're giving it for the color of your hair. They're giving it because of your position, and this is the bribe. So the Prophet ﷺ used to select people who were extremely honest and disciplined. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, for example, and he was one of those who used to collect the zakat and also the jizya. He went to the Jews, and the Jews offered him a bribe so that when he looks at their farms, he would reduce. Instead of 50 kilos, he would say, this has 40 kilos only. So they offered him a bribe. And what did Abdullah ibn Rawaha, one of the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ and one of the three poets? The Prophet ﷺ had three poets, Hassan ibn Thabit, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, and Ka'b ibn Malik. These are the three poets of the Prophet ﷺ. So what did Abdullah ibn Rawaha say? He said, by Allah, you are the most people I hate on earth. But my Islam forbids me from doing any form of unfairness or injustice to you. And that is why don't you ever be afraid that my hatred to you would make me, instead of saying 50 kilograms, say 70 kilograms. Transgress. Don't think that I will ever do this. And the Jews said, by Allah, the heavens and the earth were created on such justice. So usually those who are civil servants, those who are working and collecting such for the Islamic treasury or for the Bayt al-Mal to the Muslim state, they must be in a very high level of honesty and integrity, because it's an important thing. Likewise, all other public jobs, such as a judge. If you have a corrupt judge, then you have a very big problem. So the Prophet ﷺ sent Umar. Umar, as you know, is a man who knows nothing but the truth. So even if his own son does something wrong, he would have no second thoughts in punishing him. Anyone who does something that is wrong, he will be punished. No excuses at all. So he came back and he told the Prophet ﷺ that I collected the zakat as you have instructed me. Only three refused to pay. So as I am not the leader at the moment, you are, I'm reporting it to you. Of course, we know that if it was done while he was the caliph, he would have taken drastic measures to force them to pay it, because he's the ruler, he's the leader. Here we see a sign of discipline of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. So no matter how high in knowledge you are, no matter how prominent you are in the state, as long as there is a ruler, as long as there is a leader, life does not go on without discipline and obedience. So Umar said that there are three who did not pay, and I'm awaiting your instruction. Who are they? Ibn Jamil and Khalid ibn al-Walid and Al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet said and commented, as for Ibn Jamil, what does he detest? Does he detest that he was poor and he prayed to Allah that Allah grants him money, and now when he became rich, he does not want to pay zakat? We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.